We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on? It's Kevin Kenny, and I am inside, and so are you. And so are these guys you're about to see on screen in just a second. The Hard Rock Artist Lounge, the one and only right here at the Odyssey Beach Festival. Water parks are in the house.
Woo!
Yeah. Make some noise. Everyone watching this on YouTube right now is like, ah.
Yeah, yeah. Take out your headphones.
Thank you, Austin. There's a lot to get to, and we're at a radio festival, so we probably have like 5 minutes with you.
So that's it?
Probably.
This is garbage. Okay.
I asked like Youngblood one question yesterday. It was like the worst interview ever, but I'll ask you a couple. So you guys have Self-Sabotage out, and
that's true.
You co-produced it with Zach Cervini.
Oh, dude, Zach is the man.
Well, he's also, yeah, he's running like rock and alt, and I mean, he almost does every record that sounds awesome, which is probably
Zach,
why
if you hear this, you're so great and talented. Which
say it to that. That's Zach's camera.
Zach, you're so talented. And so, can you do like a slow zoom on this? And Zach, I miss you, dude. You're killing it. You're killing the game. Everybody who is not being mixed by you either can't afford it yet or doesn't know about you yet, but they will. I love you and respect you.
Wow. I love that I told you we don't have a lot of time and then you took 30 seconds. No, Cervini is the man, though.
Yeah.
Very talented guy. Is that a new development, though, in terms of production? Like you working with a producer like that? Or
I mean, it's all like I've always made like little electronic noises and little cutty things and random guitars and certain sounds here and there. But it became a lot more prevalent during Greatest Hits, our last album.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because we're, you know, stuck inside forever and ever and ever. So it was kind of out of necessity. I was like, well, I'm going to have to produce like legit half of this.
Yeah.
And otherwise we're not gonna have an album. So
that's awesome. And the intellectual property.
Yeah.
It's coming out in the spring.
Yes.
I like the frog. I don't know if you guys are like big Silverchair fans, but that's what it made me think of. And the track list is out, but
I'm far too young for that. I'm 16.
You never listened to Silverchair?
Mm-mm.
Wow. All right. Cervini will probably have a word about with you about that.
he goes, we're gonna have to talk about your cred.
yeah, exactly, right? No, but you know, we've talked in the past about how in a day and age of like the scene and pop punk or whatever you want to call it, a lot of your peers are very influenced sonically by people that came before them, and you guys have sort of always uniquely been in this lane where you wanted to push the sound forward, and you have. Would you say that's like a point of focus with the new record, or what would you say is?
I mean, I don't know if this is going to sound like weird, but I don't know if we necessarily have like focus on it too hard.
Okay.
Because we like so many things. There's always like we're trying to make like the weirdest sounds, but then like package them in a way that, you know, it's not going to like turn everybody in the world off and be like unlistenable garbage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we want to make like really dope sounds, but I'm also like a pop baby. So it's like, I want it to be like pleasing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, so totally.
I feel like what we do isn't necessarily influenced by what other or like what's going on.
Well, definitely
with
you guys
the scene
never
at
have been,
large.
Really.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
kind of and that's it's taken a while. It's been like some therapy stuff.
Oh, now
radio.
You're not cursing. Now you're not cursing.
We're on the radio.
Now you're not cursing.
Yeah.
The first song in their album is called Starfucker, and then
well, we're not playing it right now.
And then the single with the Black Bear is Fuck About It, but you won't say the S word.
Soak About It?
Yeah.
Mormon in this bitch.
What is Starfucker about?
I can't tell you yet.
Oh, come on.
Dude, it's so far away. Spring?
We won't post this for 6 months.
Can we do like another interview track by track?
Yeah.
Tell you what Fuck About It's about.
Well, that's already out.
Fucking About It.
Yeah, there you go. Now, I read you guys were saying in Kerrang! Magazine about how, you know, like if you're not getting a reaction from your music, mm-hmm. like what are you doing, you know? Yeah. Is that sort of like the highest goal for you guys, like, you know, maybe even more so than sales or commercial success or things like that. Is it to actually just elicit a reaction, whether good or bad?
I mean, I'd be lying if I was like, I hope we don't fucking sell any records. But
sure,
no,
the
but
label
I mean,
would love hearing
but
that.
Eight, like there's a lot of goals that coexist, you know what I mean? And one of them is getting some kind of reaction, whether it's like a holy shit or like a laugh or like, you know, like what, like not in like a dick joke way, but like just some, like, cause when I hear a line that makes me go, oh, like I didn't think you could say that.
Yeah.
Or that's going to cause you problems in real life. I get psyched. Don't give me that silence.
No. I didn't know that was, I thought you were going to say something.
No.
What I did want to ask you about, and you kind of touched on there with not giving away any spoilers, is you guys have also publicly said you really don't like giving away too much.
Yeah, especially with first song and last song of the album.
I thought you were going to say with me.
Oh, yeah, especially with you. Like, I don't fucking trust you.
I don't like telling this guy shit.
These chairs are weird. Like,
No, but how do you balance that, in all honesty, between, because you guys are in a time now where there's this like just endless like machine you have to feed in terms of content creation from like a music marketing perspective. How do you balance that from wanting to be mysterious and there being value in that with also being probably pressured by people around you to just constantly put stuff out?
It's tough, but I mean, they told me I'm allowed to just re-upload TikToks every day, so who cares? I guess. I don't know. No, but I mean, it's very easy for Jeff and Otto to be mysterious. Otto lives in the woods and has no social media.
There you go.
It's real. Yep. And Jeff just doesn't go online because, I mean, he hates it, so do I. But, like, yeah, whatever.
I've chosen to step away from the internet.
Press eject.
Just a little bit, yeah.
What does spring 2023 mean? Like, when are we getting it, do you think?
Oh, I was like...
Intellectual property.
I was like, I don't want to answer this like a dick. I was just like, oh, don't be...
Philosophically.
Intrusive thought. I'm like, don't be an asshole, don't be an asshole, don't be an asshole. I mean, okay.
We already have the track list, so I'm thinking like early spring.
Here's the thing. I would put that shit out today if we could. It's, we happen to be an act who still sells physical CDs, vinyl, all that stuff.
Shout out the Parksies.
Shout out. Thank you very much. You make us special, but...
Cervini, by the way, I'm just keeping score, got 30 seconds to camera one, and the Parks, he's got like 10 seconds just there.
I'll give him... Here. Ah! Thank you! Okay, but... wait, what was the question?
When do you... Give us like...
What is spring?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay.
Early spring, late spring?
It means when the vinyl's ready.
Oh, there you go.
Realistically.
There's like a whole thing these days.
Yeah, I want to put that shit out right now, but like... I think someone said Adele is making like 50 million vinyl or something. And so no one's allowed to have any.
If it wasn't for Adele, the record would be out right now.
But Adele slams. And so maybe it's worth it.
Spring 2023, whenever the hell that is. Intellectual Property is out from Water Parks.
Best album, best band. You can hear us on the radio. Tune into Odyssey. They're playing us every single day, every hour on the hour, playing Love About It. It's the clean version.
Oh, that's slick. I like that.
I wanted to do Soak About It and put it out just in Utah.
I was hoping that was a soaking joke, but I didn't want to be the guy to like introduce it. All right, right on. Water Parks.
I pitched one more thing.
No, keep going.
I pitched Hump About It as a joke to Black Bear, and I don't think he thought I think he thought I was serious. And he's like, I think we can get something. I'm like, I was just joking, but okay.
That's gotta be a deep cut or a B side at some point. Hump About It.
Yeah, I want to make the entire like, Blank About It trilogy.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.